The Daily News is reporting that our old friend Mayor de Blasio in New York has some new rules. Get a load of this. The New York City Board of Health has introduced new rules for daycares, which limits the amount of juice kids can drink and cuts sedentary time for kids as well. The city wants to make sure the daycare kids get in shape. That means more exercise and less juice. In a pint-sized version of ex-Mayor Michael Bloomberg's attempt to ban super-sized sugary drinks, the Board of Health under de Blasio on Monday announced dramatically stricter rules for all licensed daycares, including a limit on how much juice kids can drink. Under the new rules, designed to cut obesity rates, children must be at least 2 years old before they can take the first sip of juice at a daycare, and they are only allowed 4 ounces a day. Only 100% juice is allowed. The old rules allowed babies as young as 8 months to guzzle 6 ounces of 100% juice a day. Other new rules restrict kids' sedentary time to less than 30 minutes a day, down from 60 minutes a day currently, and only half hour of screen time per week. Previously, kids could watch TV or play with devices like iPads up to 60 minutes a day. The sedentary time, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, sedentary time does not include naps or time spent reading, doing puzzles, or painting. Not all parents were thrilled with the new regulations. It's like the big soda can ban under Bloomberg, said Victoria Clark, a mother of two in New York City. And she went on to say that TV can be educational and not all juices are bad. She said she prefers to talk to the daycare provider about what she thinks her child needs and that the city should stay out of it. So there you go. Mayor de Blasio makes some new rules, or his administration makes some new rules, making sure that your kids don't have too much drinks and does not nap too long. I've never heard anything so stupid in all my life. One thing that we'll probably save on cutting back on the juice is diapers. But who am I to say? I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.